If you're just tuning in for the Second Date Update, Nick is on the phone with us. And you might know Nick by his other name, Nick the Trivia Night Gigolo.
Oh.
What?
That's right.
Well, hello, Nick.
Bouncing around from Trivia Night to Trivia Night all over the city, preying on the lustful eyes of the ladies. That's what Nick does.
No.
Yeah, come on, Nick.
Trivia player.
This isn't your first rodeo, is it? You've been hitting up Trivia Night 7 days a week, just scoring left and right with the ladies. We know how you do it.
Not even like that.
Yeah, gigolos always deny it, don't they?
Nick met a girl named Lisa at a trivia night. They ended up making out back at his place. And then in the middle of it, she stopped to go to the bathroom, dropped a deuce, and then came back.
No,
you don't know that.
I'm
don't
just
put that
speculating.
On her, okay?
Speculating.
We haven't even talked to her yet.
And then she came back, and she was very awkward, according to Nick. And then she left, and she has not called him back since. So we're about to get her on the phone and find out why. There's nothing else that you can think of, Nick? No reasons why she wouldn't want to be calling you back?
Dude, no. I have no idea why. I'm super confused about it.
And there hasn't been any rumors circulating amongst your friends since you guys met?
I asked my friends, but they just don't even give me anything. They're just like, whatever. I don't know.
Okay, so nobody knows. All right, well, I'll dial their phone number right now and see if we can find out why, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Lisa there?
This is her.
Hey, Lisa, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show?
No, yeah, I know the show. I just don't know why you would be calling me.
Oh, nice. How often do you listen to the show?
Once in a while, I do.
Okay, have you ever heard of a Second Date Update before?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, that's why I'm calling you today.
What?
Yeah. You recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and now you're not calling him back, so he asked us to get you on the phone and find out why.
Who is it?
His name is Nick.
Oh, Nick from the trivia night?
Yeah,
ding, ding,
that
ding.
Nick. Is there another Nick that you think might want to call you on the radio?
No.
So, yes, Nick from the trivia night emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone to find out why you're not calling him back. Did you like Nick?
Yeah, he was great.
Okay. You sound that with not much heart in when you said that. It didn't sound very believable.
It's just I've never really been in that situation before, so it's just all a little bit.
What situation? Like a trivia night?
No. I liked Nick, but we just like can never date.
Why?
I don't think it's like possible.
Are you not attracted to him or something?
Yeah.
No, I am definitely attracted to him.
Okay, so you liked him and you're attracted to him, but you guys could never date.
That makes sense.
So I'll just explain it. I was at the trivia night and I was feeling kind of weird. Like I had a bit of a scratchy throat.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of worried maybe I was getting sick or something, but then it went away. And so, you know, we just kept hanging out and we went back to his place and it was really, we were having a good time. And then I like started to not feel that good again. And then I had like a runny nose while we were kissing and I got really sort of like worried or embarrassed. So I went to the bathroom to see like the runny nose thing. I just was hoping he wouldn't notice. And when I was in the bathroom, I looked in the mirror. I realized I had a rash.
Oh,
like on your face, you had a rash?
Like on my neck a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
What does this have to do with him though?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the whole thing. So while I was in the bathroom, the rash sort of like calmed down. I blew my nose. I went back out and I started to feel a little bit better. But then as he got closer to me, I started to feel like the rash started coming back and I started to get, you know, runny nose again. So I excused myself and I went home and I looked it all up on Google and everything. And I think I know it sounds crazy, but I think I'm like allergic to him.
What?
No, that's impossible.
You think you're allergic to Nick?
Yeah, like I seriously do because he doesn't have like dogs or cats or anything. And I was fine until I was hanging out with him. Like, it started at the trivia night when I started talking to him, and that's when I started having a scratchy throat. And then, like, the closer I got to him, the more allergic of a reaction I had. And I looked at it online. It's like, it's rare, but it's not a thing. Like, people can get allergic to people.
Are you sure you just weren't, like, nervous and that was how your body was dealing with lots of nerves because you liked them?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've liked other people and not broken out in a rash and sniffles before.
Well, don't you think maybe there's something that he's wearing that you're allergic to, like a cologne or something?
No, because I actually asked him that, like, what type of deodorant he used, and he said he didn't use any deodorant.
Ew.
And, like, well, I don't know. I kind of like that about him. I was like, oh, cool, he's all natural. But then, like, nothing. Like, I don't know what it could be. I think, honestly, like, I think it's, like, the way people can be allergic to some dogs and not all dogs. Like, I'm allergic to some people and not all people.
So you're allergic to Nick.
I think I'm allergic to him, which is a bummer because I really liked him.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you shouldn't get this, like, actually looked at by a doctor before you start self-prescribing off of WebMD?
Other people, like, there was a whole forum about it. Other people have gone through it. So I felt like, oh, this is what it is.
Whoa.
You know, I seem to match up with other people.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, Lisa, I'd hate to give you another allergy attack, but I do have to let you know that Nick is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Lisa, are you serious? You're making that up. There's no way.
I wish I was. Like, I so wish I was making it up. I wish it was anything else because I really liked you. But I definitely think I'm allergic to you.
People can't be allergic to other people.
No, they really can be. It's just like I was saying before. Like, you heard it. Like, the way, like, I can be allergic to some dogs but not all dogs, you know? It's like,
I don't know. You're reading stuff on the internet. You should, like, go get checked out and stuff before, you know, jumping the gun like that.
Well, all I know is that when I was around you, I was sniffling and had rashes and a sore throat, and the minute I left your apartment, I was fine.
So maybe it was something in my apartment. How do you know it was me? It wasn't like you were breaking out when we were making out at the bar.
No, but I was. That was the whole thing. Like, I got to the bar, I felt fine, I met you, and then I started having, like, a really scratchy throat. And then it sort of went away. And then I kept coming back. And then by the time we were full on making out, my nose was running. It's like, it's not your fault at all. It's nothing you did. I think it's like your pheromones or something. They just, like, they don't match with mine. And I'm super sorry. I'm, like, really bummed out. I liked you so much.
Dude, this is unbelievable. I can't even believe this.
I can't either.
No, me neither.
Lisa, are you making this up? Did you, like, know the whole time he was on the phone or something and you're just trying to spare his feelings? Be honest.
No, God, no. It's a real thing. I looked it up on the internet. It's like hypohomoallergicness. So it's like allergic to another homo sapien, like a human.
Have you ever been allergic to anybody else, Lisa? Or just, is this the first time?
No, that's what's so crazy. It must be like adult onset.
Adult onset.
I agree.
Oh,
it is crazy. It's very crazy that you would have this reaction to Nick.
So
could you, like, take a Claritin before you hang out with him or something?
I don't think that's an option. I don't want to take the chance. Like, what if it gets worse, you know? Like, what if it's, like, peanuts or something and people die?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take the chance.
You don't want to mess with those allergies. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Would you at least like to give it one more shot
no.
to test your allergy to make sure that you're allergic to Nick before saying no and go out on another date with him? We will pay for it.
No, I'm pretty confident with my diagnosis, so thank you, though.
All right.
And, like, you're great. I think you're going to find someone awesome who's not allergic to you.
Damn, man. All the reasons that I've been blown off by a girl, this is definitely the worst.
I'm really sorry. I think you're great.
Seriously? Don't you think maybe you could build up a tolerance, like, over time with me?
I don't want to risk it. Like I said, I mean, it's my health. You know?
It's her health.
Nick, I'm sorry. Not a success for you today. You did not get a second date. And Lisa, thank you for being on the phone with us. I appreciate you telling us what happened.
Yeah, sure, no problem. If I can bring awareness, you know?
If you can bring
awareness.
Yeah, we got to get you a wristband so you can wear it so you can talk about the cause.